Skip was a very strong-willed person, you might say. One of the things he wanted me to do every week was turn the thing off and test all the tubes in a tube tester routinely and log the result. No matter how many studies that I would present to Skip showing that routine testing of tubes caused more problems than it ever solved, I couldn't ever get him to stop that requirement for routine maintenance. Then I got my degree about 1960. And at that time, Soren Anderson, who was assistant business manager to Hildy Haight, got involved with a man from NASA called Harold L. Hoff. And he wanted to build a satellite tracking station here at college. And so the Blaine Lake site was picked. And I was to work with Soren. And Filio Engineering and Architectural Service in Fairbanks was going to design the building to NASA's requirements. We were to oversee the management and then ultimately the installation, the equipment, and operation of it. So in fall of 1960, one of the periodic valleys in funding of the Institute came along. In those days, the NSF research grants would come in, and then they would tend to all trail down, oftentimes at the same time, leaving a severe cash flow. And Hildy laid off staff. She laid off graduate students lost their support. But here comes this NASA money. And here was all these 9 antennas that had to be built out at Minutetrack. So she assigned some of our current PhD graduate students at that time the job to go out there in the cold weather and bare fingers putting together nuts and bolts on those thousands of them, I suppose, all told on those 9 antennas. So that's how the influx of NASA money tended to keep the boat afloat for a while.
Can you wind down?
Okay, one last story about Soren Anderson. Soren had a full beard. And no one had ever seen him without his beard. And one time in my office, this strange man came to the door and looked at me. And I thought, what's going on? Who is this guy? He seems to know me. And then it dawned on me. It was Soren without a beard. So I said, nonsense. Now, nonsense was one of Soren's favorite bywords, if you remember. And then he related the story. He shaved his beard off that morning without even his wife knowing it. And while she was taking a shower, he walked in the bathroom, pulled the shower curtain open, and said, hi! And that's about the end of it.